Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people.
Hello, good evening on this really weird fucking day and night. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Nah, not really. No, you're doing good. I don't know. I've been going out of my freaking brain here the past couple of days hearing all kinds of fucking up noises.
What do you mean noises? What's going on?
I swear to God, I'm sitting here and because the snow's melting and it's getting crunchy, and I can hear people driving into my driveway, but
right.
There's nobody in my driveway. The driveway has no tire marks whatsoever. Bubba hears it. He jumps up. He's barking at the front door. I'm looking out. There ain't nothing out there.
Oh, shit.
I'm hearing things pounding on the side of my house.
What the fuck is going on there?
I have
what
no idea.
Hell? Wait a minute. What do you think? They didn't.
I
well,
don't know.
Banging on the house
I
could be a bear or watch
know.
Your ass. All right,
I
no,
know
there's.
You live in
there's
a country in Maine.
There
know.
Are.
You're in Maine, man.
There are no footprints. There are no footprints in the snow. There's nothing.
Okay.
Well, we can rule out Bigfoot, I guess.
Yeah. We can rule out a bear. We can rule out a deer. Okay.
Yeah, because
I don't
know. Can't rule out a creepy raccoon that climbed down from the roof, though.
Oh no, actually,
oh,
David, tell me again what's going on one more time.
Yeah.
Just
well,
tell
the
me thump, one more time.
The thumping on the side
on?
Of the house.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I get that. I have been hearing, and this is the weirdest part. I've been hearing people having conversations, like right outside the front door.
Are they two boys, male?
Yeah.
Wait,
actually, they have been.
I don't know.
But I heard that, and I jumped up, and I'm like, who the fuck is outside talking?
You could hear
so
him from
out
the house?
I could hear him because, you know, I sit there, and the front door, it's all glass. So I got up, and I looked out. There's nobody out there, nobody in the driveway.
Shit.
And I swear to God, I'm sitting there last night. I swear to God, I heard a freaking car door, and I heard somebody walk up the freaking deck stairs. So I get up, and I'm getting ready to answer the door, and there's nobody there. I'm
so
like,
definitely
what
a ghost that drives. If it's a ghost, it's a ghost that drives. Somebody who's driven up that driveway a lot. Baby?
Okay, I can't answer for the
I don't know.
The voices? Are you clairsentient, Davis?
I don't know.
I mean, can you sense them around you? Like, do you feel like a change in the environment or anything?
Oh, yeah, that much I do. I mean, you know,
okay.
Especially when I'm somewhere other than here.
Well, I mean there.
I guess
at home.
Get my attention
yeah.
In a different kind of way.
Yeah, at home, every now and then I can tell that one of the animals has been around or Sonya may have come through once or twice.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I...
What about the horses?
Well, the reason I asked is because you're hearing... Okay, how old is the house? I should ask you that first. Well, do you know the history of the house? Do you think it's something... If it is something paranormal, that is if it is something paranormal.
I imagine
me. Are you sensed that it is? What do you think you're sensing? Do you have any history you can base that on? Or... Do you think it's just a new phenomenon that's popped up out of nowhere and you've never dealt with it?
I don't know.
The only person
who's ever passed away in the house was Sonya. I made sure she got to come home.
Yeah.
Her grandmother and her mother, both of them passed away at her mother's house, which is right behind me.
Okay.
But Maud owned the house, Sonya's grandmother.
Yeah.
And when she passed away, it went to Sonya and her mom and her daughter.
Gotcha.
And now all three of them are gone. I don't know.
How old is the house, you know?
Oh, geez. 40 years at least.
Okay. Did they build it?
Yeah.
Yeah, on
okay.
top of
right.
another house, maybe.
No. Not on top of another house. This was from the ground up.
Okay, I got you.
The initial house sat where my front yard is, but somebody slid coming off the side of the mountain in a big truck, and they took the house off the foundation there.
Well,
that's
so
ubiquitous
they dug,
domain, for sure.
They dug behind it, and it's got a nice, thick concrete foundation, and then they built this over the top.
Okay, got you. Well,
so yeah, this is a pretty new stick built, modern, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
it's
then,
just
what we every, say is okay. Go ahead, Debbie.
I was gonna say every now and then here, over the years, I mean, I've heard some fucked up weird shit. You know, big animals crunching through layers of icy snow outside, but then again, I couldn't find footprints then either. So I have no idea.
Well,
maybe that's,
the
maybe
reason
that,
I asked
collapsed,
you that, I'm
probably.
Sorry.
Maybe it collapsed. You know how the snow will collapse and then it'll get dusting on it? Maybe just didn't see it. You know what I mean? There could be, maybe, after the crunching, they got a dusting of snow and just kind of covered it.
Just one more question. And since spirit has free will choice, and I believe we all agree.
Oh, hell yeah. I know that.
Spirit, I don't think it has to be a death in the house. Those are just really good.
No.
You know, those are good markers that you can base a haunting on.
Right.
I've done this with other places, and yeah, usually, yeah, there's a, you know, I'll sense or say something that, oh, well, I could tell you a story about that. David ain't got a story about that. He may have tied into one, but as far as the voice talking and the voices and all that, if they have free will choice, they can come in and contact you any way they want.
Oh, no, they can. I know that. They do through my fucking speaker on occasion.
Now, Lisa, with that being said, you take the mantle and you tell me what you think it might be, if it is paranormal.
That's what I mean. You don't know if it's paranormal yet. I mean, the no footsteps thing could be because of a dusting of snow. Went over the, you know what I mean, a little snow, maybe an inch covered the mounds again, but... But the banging, but the voices, no. I mean, unless you're hearing voices, you know how, like, when I was in Perky Omenville, I have really amplified hearing anyway in my left ear.
Yeah.
Like, it literally is amplified. My muscle reversed itself, and it's amplified. I could hear the conversation across the road at the farmhouse from my house if I went outside. Matter of fact, I heard sociopath talking shit about me one day when I was all the way on the porch, and he was over there. I walked down the driveway, and I said, I heard that.
Yeah.
See,
I don't know, because
I've never heard either of the neighbors talking when they're, you know, when I'm in the house, I don't hear either of the two neighbors that are closest to me.
Because I just occasionally will get a hey or, you know, or, no, they fucking use
a... It didn't even sound like they were trying to talk to me. It just sounded like there were a couple of guys on the front, on the deck having a conversation.
Was it a day or night thing? What time of the day was it?
Early evening, there was still daylight outside, but it was getting, See, and this area, this mountain where I live, Avon, used to be a lot more populated, but everybody moved away.
Okay.
Just up the road.
Okay.
So they basically abandoned Avon and the mountainside here and moved to where Phillips is and started a brand new city.
Oh, shit. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, but I mean,
because
there's still old foundation and stuff all the way up through up Mount Blue Pond Road and in the woods from the old homestead houses and stuff.
Okay, so that's still, but it's still all there.
Any cold spots? Any smells? Cold spots?
Well,
you know,
it's funny you mentioned smells because the other day, I swear to God, I'm sitting there and suddenly I smelled a fucking dirty ashtray.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the only one who ever smoked in here, and I suddenly just got a whiff of a dirty old freaking ashtray, and I'm like, what the hell? I'm like,
was it raining?
Yeah,
no.
I was going to say humidity and the paneling will emit through the paint. It will come back. It'll leak. It'll look like somebody bled on the wall. Yep.
But it's Maine. We don't get humid in the winter in Maine.
Oh, it's okay.
it stays
down? All right.
Yeah, the humidity stays down, it's fucking cold. When it's cold, it's fucking cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've never run them through there. It is bone minus fucking yuck.
Yeah.
I went with Fulton.
Like Canada, I mean, basically.
I mean, yeah, in the spring when everything's starting to thaw outside, then it gets a little bit more damp and gross feeling, but
yeah,
I got 3 or 4 months before that comes around.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's
so,
the
yeah,
same,
I,
man. We're warming just, up. You're still cold as shit up there, ain't
you? Yeah, I'm still, yeah.
Dude, it's just snowy.
Yeah, and that was the thing. Some of that, one of those damn noises had me run to the bedroom last night. So I'm going and I'm looking out the back door because it sounded like somebody was trying to open the freaking back door. I swear to God, no sooner did I open it than the entire, I mean, there had to have been, I don't know, a foot or so of snow. I mean, a lot of that just slid right off the fucking door, off the roof on the back.
Yeah, off the roof, onto the back, yeah.
The second I opened the freaking door to go outside, now I jumped away from,
Yeah, you get like, you know, like Harv. I call it Harv. You remember Home Alone? When he dumped all that paint on his head? Well, to me, it's like getting Harv when anything falls. Did you ever do that? Did you ever set anyone up with something on the corner of a door? I've done it. Yeah, and then someone opens the door and it falls in their head.
I would scare people and come out of the corner.
Oh, I'd take off running. I would. I'd take off running. I knew someone was going to whip my ass for getting them dumped in milk or water. I never did paint.
That's not good.
I pulled a couple of dirty tricks on some people that I knew in the old days.
No, I think a minute ago I cut you off, Lisa. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry.
About what?
I don't know. I thought you were going to say something, and then...
No, I want to play the the Erie glue. Is it Erie
glue?
Oh,
the one I sent you.
I sent you
a file. Did it work? Is it okay? Does it sound good?
I don't know. We're going to try it right now.
All right. Man, that means I can send you bullshit and you'd thank you
right.
for something else.
Tell me that wasn't good. And that was All Time Low by Eerie Glue, Alter Ego of Bunny. Okay? That's a fucking kick-ass song, man.
That is.
Lisa, after getting after you got permission from him, you sent me a message saying, I've added what I've got so far of his music to my 90s and alternative play block.
Okay. Great. Fantastic.
And
fantastic.
I'm trying to set up a good schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been working on it. I don't have a lot of 90s. I got a lot of our music, grunge music. But there's a lot of other music that came out in the 90s that
I know.
Grunge was
90s. That's all I've got is grunge. There's other 90s music that I want to add to that that's non-grunge, as well as the alternative into the 2000s. I'm going to put Bunny in there because it's 90s, 2000s, and that, you know.
Yep, yeah, and it's good. It's real good. It's really,
that'll be the
Terrio
playlist or something. You know, but anyways, it's got
the Terrio
listing.
Just title,
well, it's got
Mikey in
it, you know.
Just title.
Already.
No, yeah, all right. There, yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right, and you know what I mean? He's all over the fucking place. You hear his music, damn it? He's all over the place. Holy shit, Mikey is everywhere.
I should say he's influenced by grunge. He's not grunge, but some of his music does have a grungy flavor.
Yeah, it does. But,
Mikey can, he can do Alice in Chains.
He's actually diversified, we'll put it that way.
And with some of the recent stuff, when he's adding, you know, other tracks and keyboard and stuff to it, I keep thinking, Flock of Seagulls and Simply Red.
For who? Bunny?
For Mikey.
Wait a minute, check this out. So one day when I was going to show Kevin was here for his birthday that day, I was showing him Bunny, right?
Right.
I showed him Bunny, I said, like, watch it. He goes, hey, it sounds like Mikey.
Yeah, right.
Right? Because of some of the style. And
I heard one of those songs. Yeah, I heard one of the songs, I'm thinking, you know, I could see Mikey sitting there singing this one.
With him,
almost key for key, almost perfectly on key with him, and you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, Bunny's gonna
Vodka
gonna
Bunny.
Me,
I'm going to sing with Bunny.
That flavor
to sing
is that playlist. That playlist. It's going to be
gonna,
flavorful with Bunny's music.
Yeah, that's fucking fantastic. I'm going to play one more. I'm going to, what one do I, put one in play Space and Time? Want to trip out for a minute?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Why not?
For a minute. Why not? Let's just do this. I like this one. This is by Bunny.
Music,
I have
music
no
and
idea
metaphysics.
What's going on.
Yes. Yep. I know.
Totally tripping balls.
This is the music.
That's just my ball.
Yes, dear.
Have you ever heard of a band called Boy Bud?
Yes.
I know Jason Pemberton. We had him on the show.
Yep.
A few months back.
Shout out.
Jason.
He couldn't co-host him with us because he had to take care of his son
and
soccer. Yeah.
Shout out
great.
That he's an old co-host of this show right here.
Yes, he is.
But we were discussing Boy Bud, which is a band that came out in the
80s. Oh, I know Boy Bud.
I know Boy Bud.
Who they are. Yep.
And there's a song by them called Astronomy Denomini
I remember the title. Yeah, I remember.
It has a very similar
he's the master of fuzz.
But it's a little faster. And it has a similar style, but it has a lot of Boy Vod kind of connotation, that song does to me.
I've never heard of that band.
Well, you never heard of Boy Vod?
No, I've never heard of them.
Yeah, they're pretty well.
Yeah, they're kind
of
punk. punkish. You know what I mean?
But Jason knew who they were, and he's like,
uh-huh.
big fan.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He's like, huge fan. I'm like, yeah, that's
like,
yep.
I know some people are big fans of Fish, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
Casey,
I haven't heard that in
wait,
years.
I
Casey
don't
from MMR is the
right.
biggest fan of Fish
wow.
ever.
Wow.
I couldn't,
that fan
couldn't tell you if I've ever heard one of their songs.
Really? You, really?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, no. You check out Voivod. They're pretty cool.
Yep. Yeah,
it's
Fish,
V-O-I-V.
They had hits. They would be on radio.
Voivod.
V-O-I-V-O-D. Oh, Voivod. I know Voivod. Yep. That's going back. You know what I mean? That's back.
Yeah, that's the old me.
Shit. You know who's
Lisa,
coming back? Wait. You know who's coming back? Infectious Grooves. Infectious Grooves. Do you remember them?
Nope.
I do. Remember the name?
The
Suicidal
Tendencies formed, like, some of members from...
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Yes. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. Suicidal Tendencies. Shout out to Suicidal Tendencies.
I love them. I always love them.
Them I heard of.
Yeah, they're great.
But not the other
one. You Can't Bring Me Down. I love that song.
No, shit.
You can't
bring
me
down. You can't. Oh, my God. Right, I'm going back, like, yeah, that's
yeah,
that
we're talking about early 90s, very early.
Yeah, like Beastie Boy era, Beastie Boy.
Oh,
right.
Beastie
no.
Boy, who the
no,
hell doesn't know that?
Everybody knows them, but
yeah.
I used to have their punk CD, I mean, their punk cassette. They were a punk rock band first.
Yeah.
It was Pink and Wicked.
Yes. Yes, they were. Damn,
yeah.
it takes a real fan to know that, too, that a lot
yep.
of people don't know that.
Yeah, I
but,
know.
Yeah, they changed their
Beastie.
Style, what, around 1986, 85? They changed it up.
Actually, they mixed it. That's all they did. They
yeah, that's right.
Mixed
they did.
It.
They mixed
it's
in
like
their style, yeah.
Mixed with the rap-ish, or hip-hop. It's punk and hip-hop together. Hip-hop. Yeah, punk hop. There you go.
Punk hop.
Oh, they got so many different kinds of music now. They've mixed up so much stuff, and sometimes they run.
I don't like.
But Beastie Boys couldn't run. They couldn't
run.
They took country. I mean, look at what they did. They put country. They put CCR in their music. They put Star Trek, Spock talking. And
wait. Mick's Master Mike, right. Remember from the Beastie Boys? That guy, I saw him over here in Camden at the MMR barbecue. Oh,
yeah.
Or what? No, not the barbecue. Then when I got my tickets, they didn't play because we got the hurricane hit or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
was
the hurricane.
Or whatever it was. Yeah, but Mick's Master Mike got to play. All right.
Oh,
it was
wow.
Like back in the, oh, my God, it brought back so many.
I didn't
so
get
many.
That. I didn't
he
see.
He was
did you
mixing
post
it.
That?
I think I have it.
I believe
I have it live when he was doing Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah, that's
on
him.
The mixing
yeah.
board. It was
okay.
fucking, it was awesome. Yeah.
So that was Mixed Master Mike doing that?
Yes, it was. He was starting his warm-up. Yep.
How damn cool.
I know.
Well, they're from Brooklyn, right? They're originally,
uh-huh.
aren't they originally
no,
from
yep.
Brooklyn?
Yeah, they're from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
They're from Brooklyn. And
yeah.
They're a New York band who just wanted to do, like, a hip-hop and punky, and they just mixed it, and that's what became so great. Okay?
Well, I mean, weren't they predominantly,
yeah.
they were
they
predominantly punk, right? And then they
yeah.
mixed it, right? Okay,
they
yeah.
have a street
okay.
in New York named after them, I think, Beastie Boys. Yeah, they do.
Cool.
I know.
Yeah, the Beastie Boys and the Jerky Boys, that'd be a hell of a movie. And a
oh, my God, no.
No, but if you're going to do
not
that,
right
you got to throw in.
Of chest.
Right, but if you're going to put Beastie Boys and the Jerky Boys together, Andrew Dice Clay has to be the narrator.
Oh, yes. They bought a big.
Maybe.
Hey, come on, Drew Dice Clay, Lisa. You can do it. Do an impression.
No, I can't.
Yeah,
I can't. Do
yeah,
that.
You can. I've
no,
heard
I
you
can't.
Do it.
No,
yeah,
I
you
can't.
Can.
What, doing like
you
that?
Do.
Just no.
Yeah, just say, hey, no, come on. Never mind. I can't make you do it. But you can do it. Bada bing. Hey, bada bing.
Bada bing, bada boom. What
hey,
bada
bing, motherfucker.
Wait, I'll just imitate my father. I'll imitate my dad.
There you go. Maybe
yeah,
it was your dad.
My,
I thought it was
that. Yeah, but no, this would be me. This, he'd be like, Lisa. I'd say, what? He said, what the fuck are you doing in there? God damn it.
No, that's it. I thought you were doing Andrew Dice Clay. You were doing your dad, weren't you?
Yeah.
You're making fun of him.
Like it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. He sounded just like it. Yeah.
Okay.
He'd be like, every time something went wrong,
that's
shit,
what a fool. Get your ass over here.
My dad taught me how to swear. My dad taught me how to curse. Our conversations were completely full of curse words to each other. It was like just a normal conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
My mom, nope, I didn't. Never. Not until the day she died, nope, I did not. Mm-mm. It was like holding back so much, and it would slip.
So, David, when does it actually warm up there in Maine? Just curious.
Because
I know you're way up there right next to Canada.
If you want, let's see. The latest month I remember since I've been here that I've had snow piles in my yard was the end of June.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I remember having snow piles in the end of June.
No.
So I would say that's the latest it would warm up.
I moved to Pennsylvania to get snow, and it doesn't snow anymore. When I first moved here, I had to shuffle through snow. Get it? And I loved it.
Right.
It was great. And now we don't have it anymore.
Well,
it's sad.
When I went to Maine back in the day when I was running with another company, I've been through Maine like, five times,
mm-hmm.
I guess, maybe. Maybe
I'm
cutting through Maine to get to back to get into.
Right. What happened? Sabian?
Trying
to think of words next
to it.
Okay.
Right in that little corner, you know, where Maine touches Massachusetts a little, is that right?
Do we?
I think so.
I know.
Yeah.
I know going down to the south.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, southwestern sort of area. You can go from Maine to New Hampshire to Vermont within, 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah,
Oh, you know what? It was, okay, you're right. It was not Massachusetts at all. No, it was New Hampshire. It was New Hampshire, yeah.
Yep, right there. That's right there.
I've been through Maine about 4 or 5 times, but I never only went through your part of Maine once in all those times I went. And I wasn't there in June, but usually south of you is kind of like, it's like kind of more normal, isn't it?
Right.
You're at way up there. So, cause I've never seen snow in June in Maine.
Well, if you were driving up here and had to deliver to, Augusta or Lewiston, Auburn, Portland,
mm-hmm.
You would have been coming through my section of the state to get to pretty much any of those.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they're all little north
coming,
and little easter of me and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Coming south, though, mainly. Usually I was coming from the south up into Maine. But I do know one thing. It's pretty there in the summer. It's absolutely gorgeous there.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place. It really is. Lots of trees.
Yeah.
Did they ever say what they were going to do where they were trying to clear out all the trees in Maine and put
that's
all the...
Oh, for that freaking CNP bullshit.
Yeah,
That's stupid. That's stupid as shit,
yeah.
Man.
I hope they voted that out and prevented it because
the North Woods
in Maine are some of the most ancient woods.
The most enormous issue, well, beyond the environmental portion of it, that CMP superconductive highway that they were going to put in was not even going to benefit anyone who lives in this state.
Yeah.
No Mainer was going to get electricity delivered from that electrical area. It was just being transferred from one spot to another state. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, fuck that. They've done a lot up here. I mean, there's a lot of wind farms for electricity. Farmington has put in a ton of solar fields to start with that for electricity.
They better hurry up with that shit the way the storms are going. you know what I mean? They better hurry up.
The people up here at UMaine, I don't know if it was Augusta, I think, but one of the UMaine campuses figured out a way to float the wind turbines out there off the coast.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got buoyed wind turbines providing power.
Right. Like a lot of places do. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so, yeah, that'll work.
Mm-hmm.
For now.
Yeah, I know. Until a storm hits. Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play one more song. Okay? I'm going to play another song. I'm going to play another one. Let me see. Because I'm all songs. I'm just, I'm looking. I don't know. yeah. Oh, okay. No, not that one. Oh, wait. All right. We're going to do, which one should we do? Should we do the Pipe Dream or should we do Tide, Turn the Tide? Which one?
Probably Turn the Tide.
You want to hear Turn the Tide? All
right. I was going to say Pipe Dream.
Pipe Dream? Well, which one?
Well, it's a one-in-one vote, so you're the final decision.
I don't know.
Which one do you like? You think the audience?
I like them both.
The
you can't ask me that question.
Well, what about the audience? Which one do you think they would like the most?
I don't know. They're both equally as good. But we'll do the Tide. We can do Pipe Dream after. All right.
Turn the Tide has
There's
a kick to it. I think
there's a kick to it. This is fucking fantastic. I know. So this is called Turn the Tide.
Well, tell us who it is joined us.
This is Eerie Glue, aka Alter Ego of Bunny. All right.
And what's that number, David? What's that phone number?
If you want to call. 619.
That would be.
I got this one. 619-639-4606. And he can read the other one.
347-202-0316. Phone lines are open. Call in now.
Music and metaphysics tonight.
Yep.
That's right.
We'll talk about energy. We're going to talk about the energy. We should talk about the energy.
Your energy.
Yep, your energy.
Oh, yeah. Tell us a little bit about Bunny, the man that we've been listening to. He's a musician
that travels around. He's got his own project called Bunny. He's currently in Berlin, I think, yeah. And then and he travels around and he plays all over the place, and he's just a hidden gem, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? He's really good. And so he has two projects, Bunny, that's him, okay? And then Eerie Glue is his other band, his other ego.
Which one was supposed to be coming to your area?
I wish he was supposed to come to the area. I wish he would come to the area, but I don't.
He's on YouTube right now, right?
You can find him. With the little dotties on both of you.
The dots over the
yeah. Yeah, and that's it.
Danish.
And then, the music fills my brain, there's certain music that does this, and other music it's just music, but this fucking activates my whole brain cells, so I'm like, I can hear everything in it.
We've talked about using music when we're
that
on paranormal
ridiculous.
Investigation.
I know.
I was wondering that kind of music. I wonder if it would elicit any spiritual activity of any kind. Like,
well, yeah, they like
play,
music.
That kind of music.
I used to play MMR when I was at the fort. So, if I was volunteering or something, MMR was there. So, I guess so.
With all the spirit activity that's attached to Selma Mansion and that whole area, I'm sure they're already listening.
Yeah. No, Ruth was here the other day again. Ruth Bornan from Selma.
Oh, cool.
I was running the box, and I hear, I know it's Walter, and he's talking about something, and then William's there, and all I hear is, it's Ruth. That was so fucking clear. I'm like, Auntie Ruth. She's like, hi, come to Selma. Yeah, that's what she usually says. Come to Selma. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, but she comes here, She was talking to me when I was in the Poconos and when I was in Jersey. She's a cop in, say hi.
She likes she likes piano, though.
Right? Yeah. She likes Barry Manilow.
Yeah, I was going to ask, but I don't really want to stir the pot.
What?
If you heard how their last event went off over at Selma.
I have no idea because I was too busy dealing with shit on here. So,
right.
So like, it was the 10th. I don't know.
And that's Selma Mansion in North.
Yes. I don't know. I just had a problem. I have a problem with somebody overcharged. Like, I was told that no groups were allowed to do that and take the site and then do it on their own thing and make their own event, that Selma was supposed to get it all or something. And I noticed, Selma, there's no way anybody's paying $9 million to fucking... for 5 hours, no, or whatever
that,
it was.
That's bullshit, man.
That's another thing. Here we could talk real quick.
There you go.
I'm going to tell you something. What I'm going to tell you right now is everybody in the fucking paranormal field, shut the fuck up. Everybody sit the fuck down.
Good job.
Stop. You know why? Because right now we need everybody to be chilled out and just do their own thing, love each other for what they do. Stop listening to the middle fucking man, too.
Right.
Because there's always
the
middle fucking man. There's
the
middle man.
Whichever.
Yeah, whichever. Or just an annoying person. Whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? But just stop it, man.
Research,
right now, the world is in a bad motherfucking spot. It's fucking horrifying, okay? We are on the verge of God knows fucking what. And really, I'm serious. Look around. It's everywhere. So, earthquake, volcanoes erupting. I mean, everything, wars.
Tornadoes and...
Wisconsin in the middle of the
In the middle of fucking February, yeah. That's fucked
right.
up. The weather, the war, the
Frank told me, poisoned food. I still have what Frank told me. He said at the rate it's going to be, there's going to be wars and there's going to be famine. There'll be no food and there'll be no clean water by 2030. That's what Frank Scumption told me. I have it still. Okay? So everybody needs to chill the fuck out. All right? Because right now, all this hate, everybody's putting out hate. Now, we're talking about vibration.
Yeah. Right.
If you're going to vibrate something, okay, do not vibrate hate. Who cares?
And we're not going to elaborate,
look,
apparently you and me have been reading the same feed.
Yeah,
and
yes, and I'm looking.
You said everything for me, and it's refreshing.
Yeah, but
and I'm not going to say
is,
nothing, but
no.
it's Mickey Mouse shit, period.
Right, and it's not
and it
needed.
It needs to stop. It needs to
What's
stop now.
What's really needed is people that appreciate, just let everybody be, you know, for me, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. I've never given a fuck what anybody thinks.
That much
so
is
I don't
certain.
Care. All right. Yeah. I don't care. But treat each other good. I mean, man, like you're spreading more anger and hate into this fucking air and this atmosphere and the fucking energy and the frequency and vibration. You're everything that you do now should be done in love, not hate.
Exactly.
I can dig that. I can dig the hell out of that.
No matter what it is, just
if people put out more positive energy, it will push back that negativity and calm things down in a big way.
Yeah, it also brings in more positive
It changes
energy.
The room in 5 seconds, doesn't it, Dave?
Yeah,
oh,
it does.
Oh, my God. You know, I've been...
Let me tell you a true story.
A little kid, I could tell when the person walked in the room, before looking at them, the energy in the whole entire fucking room changed.
Can I tell you a true story real quick?
Go ahead. Yep.
Me and Danielle were young, and with any couple, we didn't always get along.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, if I got really mad, I'd punch a hole in the wall.
Okay.
And then I'd take a walk. I actually would walk a mile or two and then come back when I was cooled off.
That's a good move right there, what you did.
But you know, let me tell you what I learned to do so I didn't have to keep buying tape and bed and sheetrock patch. Because the house was starting to look, the trailer was starting to look kind of shitty with all the hole patches in it. So, what I learned a neat little trick. It's kind of, and it goes along with what you're saying. I'd get really mad at Danielle, and I would just reach over and I'd just hug her.
Yeah, exactly. You know
I would just grab her and give her a big old hug, just a big old hug, and squeeze her.
Yep.
And then
I did that
with she'd be still bitching, but then eventually the hug would just kind of. It's amazing what love can really do. It can change your perception.
Yes,
it can. And it's hard to do when you've got to be right and you got to win every fucking argument. It's all about you. But then you notice after you cool off, you realize, man, that's all you had to do. Well, I tried it one time. I was really mad. And I just reached over and I did the most unorthodox thing that I could ever do. And I had to reach over and hug the person that I wanted to scream my lungs out to.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
It helped.
It was quite remarkable. And guess what? We've been together 31 years.
Right.
And guess what?
That's
love
a better
really
movie.
Does, it does play. It does play a greater facet into what, at least your personal relationship. It's hard to do, though, because when you both are got to be right, then everybody's right and nobody's wrong, and that is just a no-win situation.
Right. If everybody's right, there's a point. The point is, though,
unless someone really else is
everybody
wrong,
needs
you
to... Wait, everybody needs
that.
To, nobody goes to the horse's mouth. They start going to other people.
That's
right.
That's an issue.
That is
that's
the
a
problem. That's the problem
issue.
With what's wrong with you were just saying. That's the problem right
that's
there.
That's the problem. There it
is. And the paranormal is gossip column. It's fucking 101 bullshit.
Yeah, it is.
Not
horse
my book,
shit,
man.
Nah, man.
Childish, I should stay over there.
Nonsense.
It is. It is very childish. And really, go to the horse's mouth. Do not let anybody tell you things and don't that were said, because like the game telephone, that will change along the fucking line.
And you know
yes,
what kills
will.
Me, Lisa? Let me tell you what kills me about that. And you just brought it up, and I don't think about it till I read it, and it pisses me off.
Right.
They're supposed to be investigators, right?
Yes.
What are you supposed to do when you investigate? You're supposed to research to try to find the truth about something, right?
Right. You're
yeah.
making
these
the
people,
bigger picture.
They
no,
gravitate
yeah.
right for the bullshit drama. And and that means they mustn't be very good investigators at all if they can't even handle the real world.
No, look, let me tell you, they're missing
just
the big
saying.
Picture.
Okay, I've been
they're
it.
Missing
okay.
it. They're missing the picture of, like, what I do
Ooh,
with William and Walter.
Rick.
They're missing out on so much information, it's not funny.
Right.
I've got a fucking library of fucking shit floating in my head and in my audio, and I don't even know how to bring it out because it's so crazy. But I know
right.
what I hear, and I know what I, you know, I know what I, usually sometimes they're ahead of time, sometimes they're on time. Now they're very punctual lately. But you know what I mean? It's just the fact of the matter, they're missing it. They're missing stories. They're missing things being told about the people, about the places they go to, or their guides, you know, and whoever's best. You got to remember, they don't do that. They don't take that into consideration.
Where the
you bring 20 people.
People right,
20
they
people
run their
have
mouth
20 guides.
Instead of ask questions and find out the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And just I had a special place in, well, mm-hmm. there's a special place in hell for people
yeah.
that don't know how to analyze a situation properly. Like I said, if they can't even analyze people, then they must be piss poor fucking investigators if they can't analyze to find out the truth about something. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it's worth it, though. It's worth to find the truth out. Look what I did with William. Look how that went.
Right.
How the fuck did it all happen? I don't know, but look, and I found out the truth. So
yeah, you found
yeah.
that his house still existed.
Yeah, I
you
knew.
Found...
I looked at it and I said, "That's his house." It's been remodeled and everything. And
right.
when I went down, and that's when they verified it, and I was right. I found mm-hmm. out. I knew what a grave was, so I've been there before. Get my point?
Yeah.
All right.
And
so,
I believe to this day that's why you're being called Hannah so much. You were meant to.
I know.
You
exactly.
connected
I,
with Hannah somehow and found the grave. I don't know. Maybe.
No,
maybe
no.
I'm
Robbie
wrong.
Robbie Crossan from Scotland did a past life regression on me, and
oh,
I was
good.
Hannah. I
He's
was
great.
Hannah. I was
yeah,
Hannah.
You were. She was Hannah.
I was Hannah.
Okay,
that's
cool. Well, I didn't know Robbie. I didn't know you knew Robbie.
Yeah, Robbie Crossan, yeah.
Hey, that's bloody hell. He's a good mate. He's a good mate over there. He's
yeah,
all
that
right.
was, he did that
He's
about a year
right.
ago.
Yeah.
He'll give you a good one, Lisa.
But that also gives me an extra passion to find out the truth
Robbie
because
Crossan.
Of what had they did to William. Listen, what they did to William was wrong. I wish I would have known that, went back to 1862 and said, "Let's get the fuck out of here, man, now.
Uh-huh.
And don't join the war. Yeah, let's just go, you know." And
William was
William,
well,
yeah.
That's the example of that. Yeah, very good example.
You know, they hung him at 25 years old.
Character Dude. Assassination, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Is a human, it's a human.
I
it is
it.
A human function.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, I can't speak for everybody, but I know I've been guilty of it, but trust me, I had all my ducks in a row before I ever did that. And I made sure it's because of what that person was trying to lie and not tell everybody that was destructive to others around
me. I know. Mm-hmm.
Other than that, no.
Yeah.
I don't believe in just listening to other motherfuckers run their mouth and then they come after somebody. Oh, well, you know what? That must be true. That must be true. You know what? Fuck you. If you can't think better of people, then you're a piece of shit, period.
You know where I've seen that
Damn,
most of
I'm
all?
On a roll tonight.
I like to call them
That candy bar must have been a bad one.
I like to call what I'm talking about, like, when I was, you know, with the whole Kurt thing, I dealt with some crazy-ass motherfuckers, man. But they turned him into something he was not, just like they did with William.
Oh, I know, right. Absolutely.
Just like it. The fucking media did it to William,
Yeah,
too.
Media. There you go.
All right. They did it to him, too. And
people
fucking
that are tied into production companies.
But William was nothing like that. And Kurt wasn't like what they made him out to be. I'm nowhere in hell.
Yeah.
All right, so.
No.
Shout out to
Kurt Cobain, our cousin from Nirvana.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
Blood related. Blood related, both you and I.
Kristen, but related. Yeah. consistent, I guess. All right, but anyway,
come
so
as you are, as you were.
As I want you to be.
That's
as
right.
As a friend,
sing it, David.
As
an David.
Old enemy.
Oh,
music
time.
And metaphysics on Live Paranormal.
This is yours.
Oh, we only got 4 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, why didn't you say anything?
I didn't notice.
He hasn't said anything? How was
no.
it 90 minutes?
Right,
oh, wait,
no, she only tells you 90
enough.
Seconds.
Wait, got enough time to play one more song. Let me hit it. Transatlantic.
Okay, hit it.
Go.
All right, miscommunication.
Bunny. Bye, Bunny. Bye, Eric Blue. Bye,
Bunny. I love this song.
Yeah, that's actually a really good one. I love the guitar, the acoustic guitar. Right?
Yeah, I know.
Someday I might learn how to play one.
You should.
Well, hey, that's where you should start. Acoustic guitar is always great to learn electric, right?
Saturday,
okay.
In case someone wants
right.
to check it out. It's a campfire
yeah.
event. Okay. And
okay.
Bunny, we give a shout out to him and his music, of course, and Dawn.
Fabian Trahan, FabianTrahan.com/radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
that,
we're simulcasting live on there right now, which is about to end in about
30 seconds.
Man.
Yes.
Anyway, we love you guys. Thanks for listening to us and putting up with us on Live Paranormal.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole Live Paranormal crew on iHeart.
Oh, hell yeah.
Y'all have
yep.
a great
thanks
night.
Thanks for listening.
Shout out to
tune in next Monday.
See you
shout
next
out
week.
To Stevie Lawson. Yeah. Take care.
Okay,
see you in a minute, buddy.
Steve. All right. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.
All righty. Bye.
Are we?